Unit 4. Generations. 4F. Exercise 1. Page 35.
Hello, listeners. Today we have a special guest, Dr. Emma Turner, a child psychologist who is here to discuss the significance of games in child development. Welcome, Dr. Turner.
Thanks for inviting me.
So, let's dive right in. Just why are games crucial for a child's development?
Well, they contribute to brain development by enhancing problem-solving skills, critical thinking, and memory. When children play games, whether they're playing school playground games, board games, or sports games, they're exercising their brains in ways that traditional learning can't achieve.
Interesting. And what about social development? Do games come into play there?
Yes, very much so. Since games have rules, they help children learn to do things that we do every day in society. Things like taking turns, sharing, and communicating clearly. Games where children play in teams also encourage cooperation and teach kids how to build relationships.
That makes sense. Now, moving on to emotional development. How do games contribute to that aspect?
Games provide a safe space for emotional expression. When children take part in different game situations, they learn to deal with winning and how to handle the frustration of losing. They also get to experience the joy of the accomplishment. Games give children a way to explore different feelings and build emotional strength.
Now, let's touch on the role of imagination in games. Does it contribute to a child's development?
Absolutely. When children have to take on the roles of different characters in a game, they get to exercise their creativity. They also learn to see a situation from a different perspective, which helps them to develop empathy for others.
That's a great point. Now, in today's world, there's the digital aspect to consider. For instance, video games are very popular with kids, but we see a lot of concern about screen time. How can parents balance the benefits of games with these concerns?
That's a great question. While too much screen time is a real concern, not all screen-based games are harmful. Educational games, for instance, can be valuable tools. So parents should try to give their kids games that teach them something useful.
Good advice. But considering there are so many different kinds of games kids can play, how can parents choose the best one for their child's needs?
Parents should consider the age and developmental stage of their child. Games with clear rules and structure work well for younger children, while more complex games are good for older kids who are developing their emotional and social skills. Reading reviews, consulting with educators, and even playing the games together with their children can guide parents in making informed choices.
Fantastic insights, Dr. Turner. Before we wrap up, any final thoughts or recommendations for parents navigating the world of games and child development?
My final tip for parents is to get involved. Games can be fun and educational for kids, but they can also be a great opportunity for you to bond with your child. So make an effort to play along, so you can be a part of your child's developmental journey.
Wise words. Thank you, Dr. Turner. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.